Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们每次聚在主的面前，好像时间过得特别快。
Each time we are gathered before the Lord, it's as if time passes especially fast.
好像我们才刚刚相聚在主面前。
It seems that we have only just been gathered together.
就来到了最后一堂。
And we are already at our final session.
这一次主给我的带领是和弟兄姊妹交通十字架的生活。
This time the Lord's burden for me was the life of the cross and the salvation of the soul.
我们开始的时候好不好？还是先来读一些有关的经文。
Let us start by reading a few passages.
请我们首先翻到哥林多前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们读第十七节、第十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
基督差遣我，原不是为施洗。乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us,who are being saved, it is the power of God.
我们的神欢喜我们经历他自己。
Our Lord delights that we should experience him.
而且我们蒙拯救需要一个超乎人的能力之外的一个大能。
And for us to be saved, there must be a strength that is beyond human strength.
保罗在这里告诉我们他在主里面的领受。
Here Paul tells us of what he has received of the Lord.
他说在我们的经历救恩的人身上，十字架的话语信息说出神的大能。
He says that for us who believe, the word of the cross speaks of a great power.
我这一次来的负担是盼望把我在主面前领受的一点和大家分享。
And this time, my burden is that what I have received from the Lord, I may share it with you.
盼望我们每一位弟兄姊妹我们在地上，我们这一段旅途能够丰富的经历神的大能。
And in our journey here on earth, may we fully experience God's great power.
等我们走完人生的旅程呢，我们欢欢喜喜的见神的面。
And after we have finished our journey of life, we may joyfully see the Lord's face.
因为今天我们经历救恩多少。
Today, how much we have experienced salvation
决定我们见他面的时候我们对他的认识有多少
determines how much we know him when we see his face
好就像我们今天认识一个人可以外面认识
It's like when you know someone, you can know them outwardly
但是我们在跟那个人相处相交的生活中
But as you encounter that person, you talk with that person
虽然看见的还是同一个人
Even though it's the same person you see
但是我们里面对他的了解认识或者他在我身上的影响完全不一样。
But your understanding of that person or that person's influence upon you is much different.
我相信我们的神救我们呢，不仅仅是让我们和他之间有浅浅见面之交。
And I believe that when the Lord saved us, He didn't want us to have a shallow understanding of Him.
他盼望有一天我们回家的时候，我们能欢欢喜喜的见我们所熟知、我们所认识的主。
He hopes that when we meet his face and we return home, we can joyfully receive him and we can joyfully see the one we know.
我们知道新约时代呢，神用保罗做一个榜样，做一个例子。
In the New Testament, Paul was an example.
在他写提摩太后书的时候
，As he wrote Second Timothy,
有人告诉我们说，他写完那一封书信了。过了不到一个钟头他就寻到了。
Some people say that after he finished writing 2 Timothy, within an hour he was martyred.
我相信保罗写那一封书信的时候他里面呢是非常清楚知道前面他要发生在他身上的事。
I believe that when Paul wrote 2 Timothy, he knew very well what was coming up to him.
我们读他那一封书信呢一点都觉察不出他有害怕有遗憾有懊悔的感觉。
And as we read that letter, there's no sign of any regret or any confusion.
反而是充满了喜乐。
Rather, he was full of joy.
充满了 这个豪情壮志。
He was full of
这个怎么翻不太容易。He was filled with high expectation.
He was filled with high expectation.
And courage.
And courage.
他讲到，因为我深知我所信的是谁。
Because I know whom I have believed.
保罗是一个魂蒙拯救的人。
Paul was one whose soul was saved.
因为他借着十字架的生活，他认识了救他的主。
Because through the life of the cross, he knew the Savior who saved him.
我相信我们在座很多弟兄姊妹，在某种程度上都已经认识我们的主。
I believe that all the believers here have had some experience.
我们每一个人里面都有我和主之间的故事。
Within us, we all have that story of us and the Lord.
那个故事越多，你对主的认识就越多。
And the more the stories are, then the more you know our Lord.
所以十字架的生活对我们是何等的重要。
So the life of the cross is so important to us.
是何等的宝贵。
It is so precious to us.
而且这个生活带来我们里面的变化。
And this life brings an inward change.
叫我们的变化不是我自己努力改变自己。
It isn't because we work hard to change ourselves.
而是因为我里面看见了主耶稣脸上的荣光。
But within us, we have seen the glory of our Lord's face.
那么圣灵在我们里面做变化的工作。
And then the Holy Spirit does the work of changing.
保罗说的那个变化是荣上加荣的。
And Paul says that that change is from glory to glory.
那不是将来才变化的。
It's not a future change.
弟兄姊妹，若是你等到见到主面的时候才变化，那可能太迟了。
Now, if you wait until you meet the Lord's face to be changed, then perhaps that's too late.
主欢喜我们每一个人，今天就开始，每天都变化。
The Lord desires that even today, each day we are changed.
所以十字架不是一个道理，不是一个装饰。
So the cross is not a theory, it is not a ritual.
十字架乃是一个生活。
But it is a lifestyle.
是天天与主相交的生活。
It is a life of daily fellowship with the Lord.
所以我们这一次呢，是从主耶稣带领门徒们。
This time we look at how the Lord led the disciples.
他照着门徒们在主面前跟随生命的程度。
And he based it on how the disciples were following the Lord and the measure of their life.
他一步一步的发出十字架的呼召。
And step by step, he would give the call of the cross.
好，我们一起读，再把这几节经文读一下，好不好？
Let's read these passages of scripture again.
我们请大家先翻到马太福音第十章。
First, let's turn to Matthew 10.
我们读第37节到39节。
From 37 to 39.
马太福音第十章37节到39节。
Matthew 10:37-39.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it.
跟这一组圣经相呼应的，在路加福音第十四章。
And a corresponding passage is in Luke 14.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
到对不起，第二十六节到二十七节。
Verse 26-27.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
我们这是第一组，主呼召门徒们要借着背十字架来对付自己天然的情感。
And this is the first group of verses referring to following the Lord, carrying your cross, and dealing with your natural emotions.
天然的情感是我们与生俱来的。
And these natural affections are what you're born with.
但是常常这些情感呢，叫我们在主里面受拦阻而没有生命的长进。
But oftentimes these things hinder us in our growth in the Lord, and we don't have any growth.
所以主盼望我们得着的是他里面的那个爱的生活。
And he hopes, our Lord hopes that we will receive the life of love from him.
第二次处的经文。
And the next group of passages.
在马太福音第十六章。
Are in Matthew 16.
我们读二十四节到二十五节。
Let us read verse 24 and 25.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
跟这一组相对应的是路加福音第九章。
And the corresponding passage is in Luke 9.
二十三节和二十四节。
And verse 23 and 24.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
二十五节，人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
And verse 25, what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
主耶稣的十字架在我们的生命中，也帮助我们对付自己的己。
And the cross of Christ also helps us to deal with our own self.
好，我们昨天讲到这个己的生命呢，是教会建造最大的一个拦阻。
And we mentioned yesterday that this self-life is one of the greatest hindrances to the building of the church.
当我们进入基督的身体，进入神的家中。
When we enter the body of Christ and enter his house.
我们要和弟兄姊妹过彼此相爱教会的生活。
If we want to live a life in which we love one another,
要做彼此配搭，彼此做肢体，基督身体的侍奉。
And if we want to do the service as members of the body and serve one another,
我们发现最大的痛苦和难处都是从我的个性来的。
We see that the greatest hurts and hindrances are from ourselves,
从我的己来的。
From the self or ego.
我们昨天稍微讲到一点己的表现。
And yesterday we mentioned some of the expressions of the self.
包含了我们过去的经验，我们的背景。
It includes our past experiences and backgrounds.
包含了我们对真理个人的观念和看法。
It regards our views of truth.
包含了我们自己的尊严和面子。
It regards our own reputation.
这些东西都叫我们没有办法和弟兄姊妹相合。
All these things prevent us from having fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这些东西也叫教会没有建造的材料。
And these things also prevent the church from having building material.
因为教会它的生命，它的性质必须是基督。
Because the life of the church must be Christ.
唯有基督的生命，基督的性质才能够建造教会。
Only the life and character of Christ can build up the church.
所以主要在我们的里面呢，借着他十字架的工作改变我们的己。
So through the work of the cross, the Lord will change ourselves.
叫我们的己被倒空，被基督充满。
so that this self is emptied and then we are filled with Christ.
那是十字架生活的第二面。
That is the second aspect of the life of the cross.
那么第三面我们读路加福音第17章。
And the third aspect is in Luke 17.
第七章我们从25节读到36节。
From verse 25 to 36.
我们不需要读那么多好了，我们从30节开始。
Or actually, let's start from verse 30.
从29节。29. 到罗德出所多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。
But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
人子显现的日子也要这样。
It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed.
当那日人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。
On that day, the one who is on the housetop and whose goods are in the house must not go down to take them out, and likewise the one who is in the field must not turn back.
你们要回想罗德的妻子。
Remember Lot's wife.
凡想要保全生命的，必丧掉生命；凡丧掉生命的，必救活生命。
Whoever seeks to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it.
我对你们说，当那一夜，两个人，一个在床上，要取去一个，撇下一个。
I tell you, on that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left.
两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个，撇下一个。
There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, and the other will be left.
在这里，主再向门徒们。 发出十字架的呼召,
Here the Lord again gives the call of the cross.
乃是十字架生活的呼召,
and it's the lifestyle of the cross.
就是我们今天要预备主的回来,
so today we must prepare for the Lord's return.
若是我们要保全自己的魂生命,
if we try to preserve our soul life,
因为我们的魂生命, 和世界是紧紧相连的,
because our soul life is tightly joined to this world.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹交通到,
Yesterday we already shared
整个人类, 整个世界的文明的发展史,
that all the progress of human culture and civilization
就是人的魂的发展的历史,
is this history of the expansion of the human soul.
我们所有受的教育, 魂的培养, 就是为着要去得世界, 去赚世界的。
And all the education which is for our soul is for us to gain the world.
若是我们赚得了全世界,
if we have gained the whole world,
但是我们被留在世界上, 接受审判和毁灭的结局,
yet we are left on this world and we encounter the judgment,
那是非常可惜的,
then it is a very pitiful thing.
主耶稣回来要取那些在魂里面肯为着他而舍掉世界的人。
The Lord will come and he will take those who are willing to give up their own soul life.
这是我们讲到主对门徒们发出十字架呼召的第三方面。
This is the third aspect in which the Lord called the disciples to the cross.
今天早晨我们要讲最后一面。
And this morning we will speak of the fourth aspect.
请大家读约翰福音第12章。
Let us turn to John 12.
我们读第24节到26节。
Verse 24 to 26.
我实实在在地告诉你们, 一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。If
anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
刚才我们读的每一处的经文讲到，这个要救自己生命，或者要恨恶自己生命。
And all the passages we read spoke about saving your own life or hating your own life.
这个生命呢, 它的原文都是指着魂说的。
And in the original text, the word life here all refers to the word soul.
我想为着这两天若是没有来的弟兄姊妹们，我再稍微说明一下。
And let me speak a little more for those who were unable to attend the last 2 days.
神造人的时候给人三个主要的部分。
And when God created man, he gave him three primary functions.
最里面最重要的是人的灵。
The inward part, the most important, is the soul.
那是照着神儿子 spirit。
Of the spirit.
照着神儿子的那个形象造的。
And that spirit was created in the likeness of the Son of God.
借着这个灵人能够与神有交通。
And through the spirit, man can have fellowship with God.
借着这个灵我们能够意识觉察并且活在神的同在里面。
And through the spirit, we can experience God and we can live in his presence.
那么在灵的外面呢就是人的魂。
And outside the spirit is the soul.
我们讲的魂就是人所以为人的那个生命。
And the soul is the life that makes a person a person.
所以每一个人的个性就是他魂的样子。
So your character is the form or expression of your soul.
那跟我们外面的外貌是一样的，是非常独特的。
And it's very unique, just as your outward appearance is.
虽然它的官能呢，每一个人都是一样的。
Even though everyone has the same functions.
我们有意识，我们有潜意识。
And we have our consciousness and our subconscious.
我们有我们的心思、理性、智慧。
And we have our own knowledge and our own reasoning.
Our mind and intelligence.
Our mind and intelligence.
我们有我们的情感，我们的喜恶、喜怒哀乐。
And we have our emotions, and we have what we like and what we don't like.
我们也有我们的意志。
And we also have our will.
好，我们可以自己决定我要做什么。
We can determine what we want to do.
每个人都有这几样。
Everyone has these things.
但是在每个人的里面表现出来的都是自己独特的个性。
But the outward expression is all unique to each person.
我想很难在地上找到一个跟自己完全性格一样的人。
It's very difficult for you to find a person who has exactly the same character that you do.
你就看见神造人真是奇妙。
So when God created man, it was truly unique.
他虽然用同样的元素呢，但是却造出这么丰富、这么美丽的人类的世界。
And even though he created everyone out of the same materials, he created all humanity to be so unique.
这个魂呢，是让我们能够认知人类社会、人类关系的一个重要的官能。
And the soul is an important, organ for us to create human culture and civilization.
所以圣经呢，每次讲到这个魂这个字的时候，英文和中文常常就把它翻成生命。
So many times when the Bible speaks about the soul in Chinese or English, it's often translated as life.
但是你到旧约的希伯来原文里面，
But in the Hebrew,
到了新约的这个希腊文的里面，
In the Old Testament or the Greek in the New Testament,
这个灵和魂虽然都说出人的生命，但是它却是非常清楚不同的两个字。
Even though the spirit and the soul are both aspects of the human life, but the Bible uses two different words.
我们在座，我们有这个中文背景的弟兄姊妹。
For those who have a Chinese background,
我们中文造字，老祖宗造字，也造出一个灵这个字和魂这个字。
We see that there was the word spirit and the word soul.
但是一般人呢，以为呢灵魂是一个词。把它混在一起变成一个东西了。
But oftentimes people think that the word spirit soul is one phrase and they combine it together.
讲到灵魂。
And they call in Chinese a spirit soul.
我认识一位老弟兄。
I once knew a senior brother.
他是一位医生，外科医生，非常优秀的医生。
He was a very distinguished doctor.
在中国有一段日子他们到乡下被下乡去做医生。
And for a while they were in China, they were sent to the villages to be a doctor.
他在那一段日他跟我讲他碰见过一个很特殊的例子。
And he said that he encountered a very unique experience.
有一个农民来看病。
There was a farmer who came to see him.
他问他你发生什么事情。
And he asked him what happened.
他说呢我昨天在山上做工的时候。
And the farmer said, yesterday when I was working in the mountains,
碰到一只老虎。
I encountered a lion.
哇，这个医生就很稀奇。他说：“你碰到老虎，你还活着回来。”
Oh, he said you encountered a tiger and yet you came back alive.
他就问他：“你怎么回来的？”
He said, "How did you get back?"
他说呢：“我碰到老虎，我吓得我的灵魂就出窍了，我这个人呢就呆在那里。”
And he said that I was so scared that my spirit soul came out and I was just frozen there.
这是一个事实
That was a true case.
他像一块石头一样,
he said, I felt like a stone. And the tiger went by me, sniffed me a few times, and then left.
过了好久啊, 他才, 好像灵魂才回来,
and only after a long time did his spirit slowly come back.
他没有倒下去,
he didn't faint, he didn't fall.
他就在做工的时候, 就整个人就 freeze,
but as he was working, he was just frozen in place.
这个老弟兄讲给我听,
and originally, this senior brother was not a believer.
他在我们中间信主,
but then he had believed in the Lord and he truly loved the Lord.
因为他摸天天摸人身体的问题, 他知道很多病呢, 是医生没有办法解决的。
Because he often encountered many diseases, and he knew that many diseases could not be healed.
所以讲到这个魂和灵是不一样的。
So we say that the spirit and the soul are different.
其实他的魂出窍了。
So it was his soul had come out.
他说这整个做人的意识没有了。
And so the ability to be a man was gone.
但神造人第三方面呢, 是我们外面看得见的。
And the third aspect of a human is the outward. It's our body.
身体有五个官能,
and there are the five senses of your body.
也有三方面的组成,
and there are three primary functions.
五个官能就是我们这个头, 脸上的, 我们有听, 有看, 有闻, 有味觉, 还有触觉。
And the five senses that you can see, smell, hear, taste, and touch.
那么我们有三个组成呢, 我们有血, 有骨, 有肉。
And then the three parts of it are flesh, blood, and bone.
啊, 这个是让我们能够知觉外面物质的世界的。
And this allows us to interact with the outside material world.
身体是认知外面物质环境的。
The body is for interacting with the world.
但是我们若是认为人就只有身体这五种的观念。
But if we think that a human being only has these five senses,
那么人活的呢? 几乎是没有什么价值和意义。
Then you live with basically no worth or meaning.
人只要能拿就拿，能吃就吃，能玩就玩，那就够了。
Because then if you can just take it, then it's enough. If you can just eat it, it's enough.
但是人有一个尊贵的灵。
But you have an honorable spirit.
这是神宝贵的。
This is very precious from God.
这就是神为什么打发他的儿子到地上来为我们舍命流血的。
And this is why God sent his son to die for us on the cross.
所以一个得救的人在这些点上我们明白了。
So for someone who is saved, you understand these three things.
主耶稣为我们钉十字架了。
The Lord was nailed on the cross for us.
从死里面复活。
He rose from the dead.
他成全了救赎。
He accomplished salvation.
他在十字架上宣告说成了。
And he proclaimed, it is finished.
所以这个在神面前失落的人,
so all humanity that has fallen before God,
不仅我们的灵失落了,
our spirit has fallen,
我们的魂也失落了,
but our soul had also fallen.
不仅我们魂失落了,
and not only that,
人的身体也失落了,
but our body was also fallen.
啊, 那么主耶稣宣告说成了,
and the Lord Jesus proclaimed, it is finished.
他的救恩是完全的,
his salvation was complete.
是为着你的灵的需要,
it was for the needs of your spirit,
为着我们魂的需要,
the needs of your soul,
为着我们身体的需要, 完全成功了,
and the needs of your body.
主盼望我们在肉身中对这三方面的救恩都有丰富的经历。
And the Lord hopes that while we are in our flesh, we can have an abundant experience in all three aspects.
当然我们听见福音第一个经历也是我们灵里面。
Of course, when we hear the gospel, the first experience is in our spirit.
我们可能一点真理都不清楚。
Perhaps we're not clear of any truth. But our hearts are drawn by the Lord who was crucified for us. We are willing to come beneath his cross. We pray a simple prayer.
说主耶稣,
and we ask the Lord to accept
us.
We are willing to believe in
谢谢你为我死在十字架上。
And thank you for dying for me on the
cross. 你是为我的罪, 为我赎我的罪而死的,
and you died on the cross for my sins, and I thank you.
弟兄姊妹,
and then, brothers and sisters, immediately you're
changed.
Formerly you had fear, and the fear is taken away.
服侍过一个德国的教授,
Once I served a German professor.
他是一个得了胰腺癌的人,
and he had gotten a form of pancreatic cancer.
他在最后的这半年,一痛啊,一不舒服,一害怕,就打电话叫我去他家。
And in his last half year, every time he felt pain or discomfort, he would call me to visit him.
他要跟我谈谈。
He wanted to discuss a few things with me.
因为我也知道痛的人呢脾气都不好。
And I knew that people who are suffering don't have a good temper.
等到他没有体力的心情不好，他说你回家，我就回家了。
And when he was out of energy, he would say, "Go home."
过几天他又打电话，又要我去。
And a few days later, he would call and ask me to visit him.
离开世界前两周。
And the 2 weeks before he left this world.
我跟他谈到耶稣基督的救恩。
I discussed the salvation of the Lord Jesus with him.
好，第三次的时候。
And the third time.
他打电话来跟我讲。
He called me.
他说我预备好了。
He said I'm ready.
问他什么叫做预备好。
I said what do you mean you're ready?
我今天要跟主耶稣说谢谢。
He said today I want to say thank you to the Lord Jesus.
他叫我去他家。
And he wanted me to visit his house.
很害怕。
He was so fearful.
他不敢住在自己的房间里面。
He didn't dare live in his own room.
他把他的床放在他家最亮，他住在山上，很漂亮的 view 的一个房子里面。
Now he lived in a house in the mountainside and it had a very beautiful view.
他把床放在客厅里面，很亮的。
And he put his bed in a living room in a very bright place.
但是他每天到了晚上啊，他就惊叫，害怕的不得了。
But every night he was full of fear.
我问他你怕什么呢
？I said, "What are you afraid of?"
他说天一黑啊，就有好多人围到我的床要抓我走。
And he said that at night, there were so many people surrounding my bed as if they wanted to take me.
我说我都看不见这些人啊。
I said, I don't see
any of them. 我看得见啊。
He said, you can't see it, but I can see it.
什么人啊？
I asked him, who are they?
How are you Chinese?
He said, those Chinese. You Chinese.
这个很有意思啊。因为他很喜欢中国的这个哲学。
He was very interested in Chinese philosophy.
他对于道教很有研究。
And he studied Taoism very much detail.
所以他家里摆了很多道士的这些塑像。
So he had many idols of Taoism.
他又对佛教也很有研究。
He also studied Buddhism.
他要追求平安。
He sought for peace.
他要追求和谐。
He wanted peace and unity.
这个 harmony.
And harmony.
所以他认为呢，东方这些哲学就讲这些太好了。
And because Eastern philosophy was about these things, he thought it was too good.
所以他家里也很多这个佛像。
And he had many Buddhist idols.
他说来找我的就是这些人。
And he said those are the people who came to find me.
而且个个都要抓，说你跟我走，你跟我走。
And all of them wanted to take me and wanted me to go with them.
就是因着他讲这个，我才能跟他讲耶稣基督就是那个道。
And because he spoke to me about these things, I was able to tell him that Jesus Christ is the way.
他才不生气。
And then he wasn't angry.
所以他最后决定，他要到主耶稣面前说谢谢。
And finally he decided that he wanted to go before the Lord and say thank you.
那天我去他家的时候，他出的虚汗呢，枕头都湿了。
And that day when I met him, he was sweating so hard.
但是他很认真躺在那里。
But he was very fervent as he lay on his bed.
他说我今天 ready, 我要跟主耶稣。接受他做我的救主。
And he said, "Today I am ready. I want to receive the Lord as my Savior."
所以我为他祷告。
I pray for him.
我的妻子也为他祷告。
And my wife also prayed for him.
然后他开口祷告。
And then he spoke and prayed.
他说 ，Lord Jesus.
He said, "Lord Jesus."
我以前不认识。
He said, "I didn't know you before."
但是这一次我听说你是谁。
But now I have heard who you are.
你为我上十字架。
You died on the cross for me.
我虽然对你还不熟悉。
And even though I don't know you well.
但是既然你是为我。那我应该跟你说一个谢谢。
But because you did this for me, I have to say thank you.
我愿意接受你做我的。
And I'm willing to accept you as my savior.
祷告完了，我们张开眼睛看他。
And after he prayed and we looked up.
他非常的祥和。
And he was in much peace.
非常的安息。
He was in much rest.
我问他还痛不痛
？I asked him, "Do you still feel in pain?"
他说痛什么
？He said, "What pain?"
好像那个痛离开他了。
It was almost as if that pain was gone.
主还给他两个礼拜。
The Lord gave him 2 weeks.
他被喜乐的灵充满。
And he was filled with a joyful spirit.
所有的人去看他都说 Hans, you changed.
And everyone who sent him said, Hans, you've changed.
这个叫做救恩。
This is called salvation.
耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
他从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
就是他个人根本不需要做这件事。
And for himself, he didn't need to do it.
他是为你。
He did it for you.
他是为我。
He did it for me.
为每一个世界上的人。
He did it for all in the world.
但是他不仅仅是叫我们灵得救，与神和好。
But he doesn't just want our spirit to be saved, to have peace with God.
等我们要离开世界才接受他，何等的慈啊！虽然好，但是有一点遗憾。
So it is good that we receive the Lord before we leave this world. Isn't it a little late?
我们马上就要去见他。
Immediately we go to meet him.
但是我们还不像他。
But we're not like him yet.
我们只不过灵向着他活过来，被洗净了。
Only our spirit is alive to him and washed clean.
这就是为什么主呼召门徒们，你们悔改了，因为天国近了，现在你们还要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
And this is why the Lord told his disciples, you've repented because the kingdom of heaven is near, but you must carry your cross and follow the Lord.
要认识耶稣基督，唯有借着有十字架的生活。
To know our Lord, you must go through the cross.
主耶稣很简单的做出呼召。
And the Lord gave a very simple calling.
他先讲到十字架生活第一面显在我们的情感的选择上面。
He said that the first aspect of the cross is in our decisions regarding our affection.
我们常常在情感上面要做一个选择，这个好呢还是那个好。
Often in our affection, we must choose: is this good or is that good?
是不是？我们天然的情感倾向于我们。 要听父母,
and our natural affection tells us we must listen to our parents.
但是如果父母亲根本不认识主, 他要我们做的事情是违背主的,
but if our parents don't know the Lord and they want us to do something that's against the Lord,
这个时候你要听主还是听父母,
and do you listen to your parents or do you listen to the Lord? That is a cross.
把这个扩大到人生中每一件事情,
and you can apply this to every aspect of your life. And may you forgive me for giving you a practical example. In the church life, many parents love the Lord. And they hope that their children love the Lord. But when they're young, they don't teach their children well. The children also believe in the Lord.
这个父母亲为着爱孩子缘故，教会一有侍奉就推荐自己的儿女。
And because the parents love the children, every time there's a need of service, the parents will ask their children to go.
而他的儿女根本不认识主。
Even before their children know the Lord.
如果他起来侍奉的话,
if they serve,
很可能就像以利的两个儿子一样。
It very well might be like the two children of Eli.
叫那些爱主的人不想。
That those who love the Lord no longer want to come to the gathering. Because they made the house of God not like the house of God. And it caused people to hate to sacrifice to Jehovah. But this father wanted to equip his children. And he compelled the people to accept his children's service. That's where there's no cross.
这个是非常实际的。
That's a very practical matter.
在教会里面，若是用情感来建造神的家，教会里面就充满了结党、纷争、怒气，甚至彼此作对。
In the church, if you try to build the church with your affections, then you find that the church is filled with division, with hatred, and even people facing up against each other.
如果我们在情感生活上面不过十字架的生活，
in our emotional life, if we don't live the way of the cross,
我们可能带着人间最美好天然的爱到了天上去，那天堂会被我们弄得乱七八糟的。If
we brought that human love into heaven, then heaven would turn into a mess.
因为我们的情感都是向着自己的。Because
our affections are always towards ourselves.
我们会有偏心的。We
are biased.
我们的神 是从来不看情面，不偏心的。
But our Lord is impartial. He doesn't look on the outside.
那么，在这些点上面，主呼召门徒。
And in these aspects, the Lord called the disciples.
好，主耶稣为我们钉十字架。The
Lord was nailed on the cross.
但是保罗在他的书信中，
But in his letters, Paul
向我们说明基督十字架的意义。
Paul told us the meaning of the cross.
也向我们说明十字架的重要。
And also told us the importance of the cross.
不仅讲到基督那历史性的客观性，他个人的死。
It speaks of the Lord's death and history, the objective truth.
而且他也讲到他的死跟每一个相信的人魂的得救，灵的。 这个得释放有什么关系?
And he also speaks about how this is related to our spirit set free and the salvation of the soul.
弟兄姊妹们，他就讲到经历基督十字架救赎功效的道路。
He spoke of the way to experience the salvation of the Lord.
昨天呢，我稍微的略略的和弟兄姊妹谈了一点点。
Yesterday I spoke a little bit about this.
我们很感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
主耶稣带领门徒呼召门徒。
The Lord led the disciples and called the disciples.
他不是呢，一开学
He didn't ask us to learn the lesson of the cross as soon as we started this, his school. He first spoke of the blessing.
所以马太福音你看, 主讲的第一篇信息讲到, 有人讲八福, 有人讲九福。
So when you read Matthew, you see that the first message in Matthew speaks of the Beatitudes.
然后他讲到我们生活中, 各方各面, 我们都很熟悉的。
And then he speaks of things we're familiar with, things you deal with in life.
比如说第一个, 他叫我们不要发脾气。
For example, he tells us to not be angry.
弟兄姊妹哪一个人没有发过脾气?
No. No one dares say that you've never been angry before.
发脾气好不好?
Is it good to be angry?
今天有一些基督徒信主久了还是发脾气。
Today, some Christians who have believed in the Lord for a long time still get angry. There's two ways of saying.
有一种还是认罪的，他说刚才发脾气是因为魔鬼到我心里来了。And
one type of person still confesses their sin. They say that Satan had entered his heart and then he became angry, so please forgive me.
还知道发脾气不好,
this person at least knows that being angry is bad.
但有一种人发了脾气, 他说我发的是义怒啊,
and some people who became angry say that we have righteous anger.
你们是该被我这个气气,
you should have,
都是你们惹我生气,
you caused me to be angry, so it's your fault.
弟兄姊妹,
but this means that our soul will never be changed. We all have excuses for becoming angry.
弟兄姊妹，所以主开头教导都是生活中好像跟孩子们讲话一样。So
at the beginning, the Lord speaks to us as if speaking to children.
等到第十章，主要打发门徒们，奉差遣出去服侍。And
in Matthew 10, when the Lord is about to send his disciples out to serve,
主就开始呼召十字架的生活。Then
he begins to call them to the life of the cross.
这时候弟兄姊妹们, 做门徒的都已经学了一点自己约束自己的生活了。And
at this point, the disciples have already learned a little bit about limiting their life.
所以我见过在侍奉中有弟兄，他是很容易被激动的。And
I know that they're in service. I've experienced some people who are easily stirred up.
别人稍微说话啰嗦一点，他就气得不得了。If
people try to speak a little bit more, then he becomes very angry.
气得脸都红了，脖子都粗了。His
face turns red. His neck becomes thick.
他因为知道这个不好。And
he knows that that's bad.
所以在这个情况底下，他就说对不起，对不起，我要出去一下。And
he would say, "I'm sorry. Let me go out for a short time."
我那一次我就偷偷跟着他出去。 他跑到外面啊，深呼吸好几口，主啊救我，救完了他就回来就没气了。And
once I secretly followed him out, and I saw he went outside and he took deep breaths and he said, "Lord, save me," and then he came back.
这个叫做经历救恩。Brothers
and sisters, this is experiencing salvation.
这个叫做做门徒。
This is called being a disciple.
刚开头的时候，你要很具体的有这些学习。At
the beginning, you must have these concrete lessons.
你真的要从声音都发出来呼喊说：“主啊，我需要你拯救。”You
even need to say out loud, "Lord, I need your salvation."
等到慢慢你接受十字架的呼召。And
as you slowly accept the calling of the cross,
里面的一个态度的学习。It
becomes an inward attitude.
再有气来的时候。And
when the anger comes out,
我在外面。 一点都不动,
on the outside, nothing shows up.
我在里面跟主说, 主啊, 怜悯我, 我要爆发了。
Within you, you say, "Lord, be merciful to me. Please save me. I'm about to become angry."
这个时候就是你爱主比爱你自己的理由更多一点。
And that is when you love the Lord more than you love your own excuses.
主说你就配做我的门徒。
And then the Lord says you are worthy to be his
disciple. 我们走一段日子开始, 别人就发现, 这个人不一样的。
And as you walk along, people notice you're different.
以前我怕跟他说话的, 现在我敢跟他说话了。
In the past, you may have been afraid to talk to certain people. Now you're not afraid.
你知道发脾气的人多半都比较圣洁的人。
As you know, the people who easily get angry are people who are holier.
因为他比较比别人更付代价一点。
Because they pay the price a little more.
看不起, 或者是对大家不耐烦。
And then they become and then they can't look down on other people. But this is the Lord's teaching upon us. And the Lord's leading of the disciples is progressively deeper. His goal is that everyone who follows him may experience salvation more abundantly. When we've been changed, then we say it isn't I, but Christ. The Lord has accomplished it.
在生命中长进了, 主必须要向门徒们一步一步地
For the life to grow, in each step, the Lord must call the disciples to the cross. And the power of the cross, and our experience of the cross saving us, there are two aspects.
一面呢,
one aspect is that the Lord's death has taken our place of death.
古今中外,
throughout history, there is only one person who could take the place of all humanity to die. Only one person could remove the barrier between God and man. And that was the Lord's substitutional death. And no believer has any part in him in this death. Because we were all sinful. And if we had suffered and died, it is due to us. We can't even save ourselves. And how could we even save others? So that suffering and substitutional death is only what the Lord could experience. And that experience is shown once in the salvation of our spirit. And the blood of our Lord has power in us. And our sister had chosen a hymn earlier that every believer loves
this,
that there is power in the blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb. That is the Lord's substitutional death.
弟兄姊妹们，我们永远要存着感恩的心到主的面前说：“主，我谢谢。”
We must eternally come with a grateful heart before the Lord and say thank you.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹在波饼聚会。 不一定要什么大祷告，长的祷告，简单的说：“主耶稣，我谢谢你。”
So I encourage all brothers and sisters that during the breaking of bread to even a simple prayer of thank you, Lord.
那个功效显在你身上，你会越尝越清楚。
Because as you experience that power, then
it
becomes the more it is, the more abundant it is.
越过越明亮，可以亲近。
And you can draw closer to our Lord.
那么另外一面，
the other aspect
乃是。 保罗讲到是同死的功效。
It is the power of being died with Christ.
在西方有主的仆人讲，这个同死就是主，他的死代表了全人类死了。And
it means that his death has taken the place of all the world to die.
这个同死啊，很不容易明白。And
it's not easy to understand dying with Christ.
历史上2000年前的事情。
The Lord had died about 2,000 years ago in history.
那么我现在才活着，我怎么能跟他同死呢？
But we're living right now. How do we die with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这个所以有的时候很多弟兄姊妹就想自己定死自己啊，这个定不死的。So
sometimes people want to put themselves to death, but you can't.
主告诉我们说，主的保罗解释给我们听，他说原来基督死的时候呢，他就把我父神把我们放在基督里面，他死我就跟着他死。
But actually, when the Lord Jesus died, the Father has placed us in Him so that when He died, we died in Him. I truly love how one brother from England spoke about this. He said it's a substitutional death.
请原谅我讲啊，在二次世界大战的时候，
during World War II,
我们知道日本人投降。
We know that after Japan surrendered, it was an unconditional
surrender.
But there were many Japanese soldiers throughout Southeast Asia and even the Pacific Rim, and they still had their weapons.
这些兵呢,
These soldiers still wanted to fight.
他们呢, 但日本人投降的时候，不需要每一个兵都排队说我们投降了，把缴械，不需要。Now
when Japan surrendered, you didn't need every soldier to come and lay down their weapons and say we surrender.
他们派他们的这个首相还是天皇啊，在密苏里舰上面签字，and
the war ended when the emperor signed a form.
整个日本就投降了。
And all of Japan has surrendered.
当神的儿子死的时候。
And when the Son of God died,
代表着全人类,
He represented all humanity in being judged by God.
所以你相信他的人,
so all who believe in Christ are in Him.
所以他做成的就是我做成的,
what He has accomplished is, what you, is for you.
我自己年轻的时候搞不懂这个, 我一读那个, 后来在主面前主开我眼睛,
when I was young, I didn't understand this, and later the Lord enlightened me.
所以今天与主耶稣同死,
so today you enter into dying with Christ in faith. And dying with Christ is one aspect of the cross.
它的功效主要是显明在我们魂生命的蒙拯救和魂的改变上面。
And the way this is expressed is through our soul being changed and saved.
十字架的生活就是进入与基督同死的交通的里面。
So the life of the cross is to enter into the death, to dying with Christ.
我们不仅仅是一次受浸与基督同死。
We die with Christ when we are baptized.
我们要碰到事情来，我们就借着十字架与基督。 在他同死的事情上有份,
but in every aspect that we, every circumstance we encounter, we must enter into dying with Christ.
所以我们从礼拜五晚上到现在,
so from Friday night until today,
我们从四福音书里面看见了, 主讲到十字架的生活, 摸到我们魂生命的四方面。
And we saw how the life of the cross touches all four aspects of the soul life.
好, 我们刚才已经讲, 我们在复习啊, 第一个是天然的情感,
so the first is our natural affection.
第二个是我们的己, 我们的自我,
the second is our self or ego.
第三个是我们的魂和世界的那个关系。
The third is the soul's relationship with the world.
主在我们身上做呢, 是一步一步逐渐加深升高的。
And the Lord's work in us is progressively deeper and higher.
那么今天早晨我们从约翰福音第十二章讲到一粒麦子的时候,
and this morning, in, from John chapter 12, we speak about the grain of wheat.
啊, 我们特别留意呢, 在约翰福音第十二章第二十五节,
in particular, verse 25,
主耶稣说, 爱惜自己魂生命的就失丧这个魂生命。
He who loves his soul life loses it.
在这个世界中, 恨恶自己魂生命的，就要保守这个生命，直到永远的生活中。
And he who hates his soul life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
所以这关乎我们今生在地上，我们生活的价值、意义和结果。
So this concerns in our life today the meaning and the worth and the result of our life.
好，弟兄姊妹们。 你知道，若是没有主耶稣的救恩，
without the Lord's salvation,
我们人呢，在地上的一生过完了就过完了。
Then after we've lived our life on earth, then it's over.
而且将来呢，还有审判。
And there's even a judgment in the future.
若是我们没有神儿子的生命呢，我们就丢在火湖里了。
And if we are, and if we don't have the life of Christ, then we are thrown into the furnace.
我们今天蒙恩得救呢。 所以像旧约时代人讲，我们像是从火中被抽出来的一根柴，本来是没有用的。So
just as it says in the Old Testament, when we're saved, it's as if we are a smoking reed taken out of the furnace.
如果一根好的木材呢，被大火烧过了，你还能拿它做房子的柱子吗？
If a piece of wood has already been burned, can you use it to build as a pillar in a house?
但是主在这里告诉我们说，将来我们呢。
But the Lord tells us that our soul life in the eternity is still useful. But it must go through us in this world hating this life.
好，我们再回到第二十四节。
If we go back to verse 24,
弟兄姊妹们，那一粒麦子，当然头一个完全的应验是我们的主耶稣自己。
And of course, the grain of wheat, the first fulfillment, or the full fulfillment, was our Lord Jesus Himself. We see that in the Old Testament.
在立位记的第二章,
in Leviticus 2,
讲到献素祭的时候,
when it speaks of the grain offering,
当那个麦子出熟, 他们要把那个麦子献在神的面前。
When the wheat is ripe, you must offer it before the Lord.
就是预表的 角度来看。
From a view of what it represents,
那个麦子只有当神的儿子到地上来做人的时候，才完全的出现。
Only when the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth as a man, did that grain of wheat appear.
所以使徒保罗说，就着圣善的灵来说，他从死里复活，证明他是神的儿子。
So Paul says that he rose, that the Son of God rose from the dead, powerfully demonstrating that he is the Son of God.
耶稣基督在地上做人的时候是不知道罪的。
When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he did not know sin.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你我可能外面不犯罪。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps today on the outside we don't sin.
但是你我知不知道罪呢？
But do you know what sin is?
我们知道。
Of course we do.
我可能不说谎。
Maybe I don't speak any lie.
但是我知道什么是说谎。
But I know what is speaking lie.
主耶稣连这个都不知道。
The Lord didn't even know how to know that.
我在年轻时候听一位敬畏主的基督徒讲。
When I was young, there was a Christian who feared the Lord, and he said,
他说你知道吗？主耶稣在地上为人三十多年。
Do you know the Lord Jesus was on the earth as a man for over 30 years?
他的心思意念是可以打开来给所有人看，给父神看，给撒旦看的。
And all his thoughts and intentions could be made open to God, to all man, and even to Satan.
没有一点嫉妒。
And there was not a single bit of envy, not a single bit of darkness, no self-centeredness.
你我有没有蒙光照的经历？
Have we ever been enlightened?
我在年轻的小的时候就听教会年长的基督徒讲，蒙光照像看电影一样。
And when I was young, I remember the elders once said that when you're enlightened, it's as if you're watching a movie.
那个电影很快就完了，一闪，所有你我们心思意念里面想的做的，通通都清清楚楚在自己的面前。
And that movie plays very fast.And as soon as you see it, in a flash, you see all your thoughts and intentions publicly displayed.
我在十八岁的时候有过这个经验。
And when I was 18, I had that experience.
真是在主面前啊，说主啊，你要救我。
And before the Lord, I said, Lord, you must save me.
弟兄姊妹们，那是真的。
Brothers and sisters, that is real.
每一个人有一天都要面对的。
One day we will all encounter that.
神的儿子，他是完全的生命，他是那一粒麦子。
The Son of God was the perfect life. He was that.Grain of wheat.
他来到地上了，所以有人讲，他在变化山上面，他就可以升天了。
So some say at the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord could have ascended to heaven.
因为他是完全的人。
Because he was a complete man.
是父喜悦的。
He was well pleased by the Father.
查不出他有任何罪孽的。
There was no evil intention in him.
但是主没有升天。
But the Lord did not ascend to heaven.
有人这样讲，如果那时候主就升天进荣耀了。
Now if the Lord had ascended on heaven that day into glory.
那么天上就只有一个人。
Then in heaven there will be only one man,
就是降世为人的耶稣,
which is the Lord Jesus who came down as a man.
但是这不能叫父的心得着满足。
But that wouldn't have satisfied the Father's heart.
是要借着他的儿子得着所有众子都一起进荣耀。
Through his son, the Father wanted to receive many sons into glory.
所以这一粒麦子要落在地里死了。
So that grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die.
这就是我们主耶稣十字架的一个预表。
And that represents our Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们知道这么美好的生命居然要死，不是可惜吗？
Although this was such a beautiful life, it had to die. Is that not unfortunate?
我有一次去看望在远方的弟兄姊妹。
Once I went to meet some brothers and sisters who live overseas.
有一个姊妹啊，她信主以后好单纯啊。
There was one sister who believed in the Lord and a very pure heart.
她信主，她开始读圣经。
She started reading the Bible.
她读到主耶稣是全人类的盼望。
He read that Jesus was the hope of all humanity.
她听见救恩是这么说的。
And she heard what salvation was.
所以她就读这个马太福音。
She read Matthew.
读到第十六章的时候。
When she came to chapter 16.
她的反应跟彼得一模一样。
Her reaction was the same as Peter's.
彼得听见主耶稣说人子要到耶路撒冷要受祭司长老和文士许多的害并且被杀。
And Peter had heard that the Son of Man was going to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed.
第三天却要从死里复活。
And be raised up on the third day.
我们彼得第一个反应就是说主啊万不可如此。
And Peter had said, God forbid it.
你知道那位姊妹她告诉我她的反应。
And that sister said,
她说主啊, 你是人类的救星, 你死了, 那人类就没救了, 怎么可以死呢?
She had thought, you are the hope of all humanity. If you die, then there's no hope. How could that be?
她说好长一段日子啊, 过不去。
And she said, for such a long time, she couldn't get past that.
因为她没有看见十字架的结果。
Because she hadn't seen the result of the cross.
十字架的结果乃是基督生命的释放。
The result is of the cross is that the life of Christ is spread out.
而且这个释放, 再没有仇敌可以拦阻了。And
when this is spread out, no enemy can hinder it.
再不受时间和空间的限制。It
is no longer bound by space and time.
就说到一粒麦子若不落在地里死。Except
a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies.
人就是一粒。
It is remains alone.
我们想到一粒麦子若是埋在地里死, 它怎么死呢?
We consider it, if you bury a grain of wheat in the ground, 第一个, how does it die?
土把它盖住, 它进入黑暗里面。
First, the soil has covered it and it is in darkness.
它的所有的美丽, 所有的纯洁都不为人看见。
All its beauty and all its existence is no longer seen.
所有它的遭遇经历都不被别人了解。
And all its experiences are something no one understands.
那位姊妹呢,用非常人性的眼光来读圣经呢,她就不了解为什么主要上十字架。
That sister had looked at the whole situation from a human perspective, and she couldn't understand why the Lord had to go to the cross.
不仅这样,
and not only that.
而且这麦子要长出来, 就必须浇水在上面。
And in order for the grain, for the wheat to grow, you must water it.
土壤里面的微生物就把它的这壳呢,都把它咬碎了。
And then the microorganisms caused the shell to be to decompose. It no longer has its original form. It's completely it lost its form. Or you could say it almost say it melted.
弟兄姊妹们,但是不久呢,
but not long after, a life grows out. And that is the mystery of the cross.
结出许多的子粒来,
it bears forth much fruit.
这个叫做救恩,
that is salvation.
救恩乃是生命的传递,
salvation is the spread of life.
而不仅仅是基督道理的传递,
and it's not just the theory of Christ that is spread.
更不是基督工作的延续,
and definitely it is not just a continuation of the work of Christ.
不是外面教会的活动的延续,
it's not the continuation of outward works of the church.
更不是一个基督教文化的形成,
and it's definitely not the development of a so-called Christian culture.
主从来没有意思要在地上建立基督教的文明或者文化。
The Lord was never trying to establish a Christian culture or a people, or Christian culture on earth.
今天人与人的相生呢, 大部分是在文化经济上面的冲突。
Today, whenever there is any human conflict, it is often a result of a conflict in culture or in economics.
主来到地上不是要做这些事,
but the Lord did not want to do these
他来到地上是要结出许多的子粒来。
He came to this earth in order to bear forth much fruit.
在他里面的生命进到每一个相信的人里面。
The life that was in him has now entered all who believe.
那个人就改变了。
And that person is changed.
进到你里面,你改变了。
When it enters you, you're changed.
进到他里面,他改变。
When it enters him, he's changed.
进到我里面,我改变。
When it enters me, I'm changed.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做信耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this is believing in God.
这是十字架一个极大的奥秘。
And this is a mystery of the cross.
这是生命的传递。
This is the spread of life.
这是教会一代一代的传承。
And this is how the church is passed through generations.
这是十字架带来永远价值的一个奥秘。
And this is the eternal worth brought through the cross, a mystery.
所以主耶稣讲, 不仅他是那一粒的麦子,
so the Lord says he is that grain of wheat.
他盼望我们呢, 我们愿意舍掉我们的魂生命。
And he hopes that we are willing to give up our soul life.
特别是在今生的世界, 各种的环境里面, 主要我舍,我就把它舍下来。
Especially in the circumstances of this world, if the Lord wants you to give it up, then you give it up.
或者说讲到恨恶,
or it speaks of hating.
就是讨厌, 哦, 害怕这个东西出来。
So you fear this to come out.
你把这个东西拿掉的话,
if you remove this,
他说, 我们得着的救恩在永世里面就有价值。
Then it says that the salvation you've received in eternity has value.
啊, 我们就 preserve it unto eternal life.
You will preserve it to eternal life.
好,我们而且这样服侍主啊, 要得着父神的尊重。
And in this way, when you serve the Lord, you will be honored by him.
好,弟兄姊妹们, 我们看见这才叫做真正的服侍和做仆人。
This is called true service and being a servant of God.
我要快快的讲一点点的例子。
And let me quickly give an example.
在主耶稣身上是这样。
This was the case on Jesus' life.
所以当主复活升天以后。
And when the Lord rose from the dead and ascended.
当圣灵降临。
After the Holy Spirit was poured out.
那120个门徒就成了。
The 120 believers became 120 grains of wheat. That was grown from that single grain of wheat. They became members of the body of Christ. They were alive. And because they were joined to Christ, they also have fellowship with one another. And that is a very amazing life.
最后达到了这个保罗的身上。
And it came upon Paul.
保罗就开始过十字架的生活。
And Paul started to live the life of the cross.
我要稍微提保罗身上一个点哈，看见他也成为一粒麦子。
And we want to mention one specific point where Paul was also a grain of wheat.
保罗在结束他公开传福音的行程。
As Paul was ending his open ministry.
一般人讲哈，保罗有三次自由的传福音。
People mention that Paul has three gospel journeys where he freely preached the gospel.
那么最后一次呢，他结束了以后，
and after the third one had ended,
他就经过这个现在的土耳其半岛的特罗亚，
he had gone through Troas, which is now on modern day Turkey.
直接就坐船回到耶路撒冷，
and he sailed directly to Jerusalem.
在他在特罗亚的时候，
and at Troas,
他跟以弗所教会的长老们告别。
He was saying goodbye to all the elders in Ephesus.
他讲了，从今以后你们不会再见到我的面。
And he said, from this day on, you won't see me anymore.
他说，因为呢，我里面有一个迫切的负担要去耶路撒冷。
Because I go with a bound spirit to Jerusalem.
而且主也给我感觉呢，我去耶路撒冷呢，我会受捆锁，可能会遭害。
And he said, the Lord has given me the thought that I will perhaps be bound and perhaps some harm may come upon me.
但是这个迫切的负担，他想可能是出于神的。他说，我就不以自己的性命为念。
But he says that I do not fear for my life because this burden is from the Lord.
后来他回到快到耶路撒冷了，在该撒利亚的时候，也有弟兄姊妹们说预言，说你到那里被捆锁。
And when he got to Caesarea near Jerusalem, some other believers had also prophesied that he was going to be bound.
好，我们看见很多人呢争论保罗该不该去自投罗网。
And now there are many people who debate on whether or not Paul should have entered into the net.
保罗那时候对主的认识是那么的透亮。
Paul's understanding of the Lord was so bright during that time.
而且可以这样讲，他的生命呢已经成熟了。
And you could say that his life was already mature.
教会的需要那么大。
And there were so many needs of the church.
各处的聚会才刚刚建立。
All the churches around had just been established.
何等需要他好好的服侍。
They needed him to serve.
结果你保罗自己想要去受捆锁。
But Paul wanted to go there to be bound.
我不晓得这是不是真的哈。
I don't know if this is real. This is my personal interpretation.
我个人的默想。
This is my personal thought.
保罗想到，主啊，你给我这么多。但是要让你来用。
Paul considered that the Lord had given him so much, but it must be used by the Lord.
如果你不用它，可能我的功用会更大。
If you don't use it, perhaps my use is even greater.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种想法过？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever had this thought?
为主去做工容易，还是你有做工的条件而不为主做工容易？
Is it easier to do work for the Lord, or if you have a requirement of work and you don't do work for the Lord?
哪一个容易？
Which is easier?
我在年轻的时候，我就常常思考这个问题。
When I was young, I considered this matter.
好，我年轻的时候，我觉得主啊，限制我太多了。
When I was young, I felt that the Lord limited me too much.
我要到这里传福音，我跟年长同工交通，他们个个都板着脸不说话。
When I told the older believers that I wanted to go here to preach the gospel, they all looked at me with a stern face and didn't say anything.
不是一天两天哦。
That wasn't one or two days.
好几年了，我每次都提啊，再不去我们就失去机会了。
And I mentioned it for so many years. If we don't go now, we lose the opportunity.
他们都不说话。
But they didn't say anything.
我那时候是学一点，那我就顺服了。
And I learned something that I had to obey.
但是苦得不得了。
But it was so bitter.
我有一次跟一个年长同工交通。
Once I told an older coworker.
我说服侍主真没意思。
I said that serving the Lord is so
真没意思。
So meaningless.
他问为什么。
And he asked why.
我说呢，我说我好像啊，在政府做军人。
I said I feel like a soldier in the army.
受了好的装备。
I've been well equipped.
然后受了训练。
And I've been trained well.
然后打发到战场上面。
I've been sent to the battlefield.
然后给你一个命令，不准打胜仗。
And I've been given the command, you are not allowed to fight a victorious battle.
啊，不准，不准随便用你的这个兵器。
You may not just use your weapons casually.
哎呀，他说你真有这么本事吗？
And he said, do you truly have this ability?
那一段日子真是不容易啊。
It was such a difficult time.
你知道，为主做容易。
It's easy to do things
for the Lord. 你能为主做而不做是很难的。
Are you able to not do for the Lord?
保罗去耶路撒冷，他不为主做什么。
Paul went to Jerusalem. He was not doing for the Lord.
这个对他来讲，好像那一粒麦子一样。
And for him, it was like that grain of wheat.
他是主耶稣结出来的果子。
He was a fruit of the Lord.
那么现在主说，你为我的缘故，愿意落在地里死。
And now the Lord asked him, are you willing to fall into the ground and die for my sake?
接下来他就有六年到七年在奔波在牢狱里面。
And after that, for 6 or 7 years, he was in prison.
那外面有人传福音了，有人来告诉他说，保罗某某人现在传福音比你还厉害啊。
And then outside, someone else preached the gospel, and someone would tell him, so and so preaches the gospel even better than you did.
这就是腓立比书保罗讲的，有些人传福音是要增加我捆锁的苦楚。
And so that's what's mentioned in Philippians. Some people preach the gospel to increase the burden of my chains.
这是我的解读哈，弟兄姊妹，你可以有别的解读。
Now this is my interpretation, so you can have a different interpretation.
保罗这粒麦子，他甘心情愿落在地里。
Paul was that grain of wheat that was willing to be buried in the ground and to die.
我没有想到他从监狱里面发出来的光是何等的亮。
And yet the light that he shone from prison was so bright.
他从该撒利亚被解到罗马那一路上面，你看这一粒麦子结了多少籽粒、啊、
You see how many fruits he had on that way from Caesarea to Rome.
他坐的那条船碰见台风，整个被毁了。
On that trip, there was a storm and the entire ship was destroyed.
但是一条命都没有损失。
But not one life was lost.
而且286个人的灵魂通通得救。
And the souls of 286 men were all saved.
弟兄姊妹们，他到了那个岛上面，叫做丢大的岛上面。
And he went on the island of Melita.
对，那在那个岛上面呢，他被毒蛇咬了。
And he had been bitten by a poisonous snake.
他就把他轻轻一摇呢，主人说这个人呢，就是逃过了台风，天也不容他活了。
And he shook off that viper, and the native said that though he has been saved from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live.
结果看见他一点事都没有。
But then they saw that nothing happened to him. 说这个人
是个神。
And then they changed their minds and began to say that he was a god.
保罗说我不是神。
But Paul said he was not a god.
我不过是个罪人，蒙了主恩。
I am only a sinner saved by grace.
全岛的人都得救。
And the entire island was saved.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见他的功用。他不做，比他做的时候功用更大。
And we see that his use when he wasn't working was even greater than when he was.
而且他结出来的果子到今天还在这里。
And the fruits that he had even today it remains.
我年轻的时候蒙召，我就有一个很悲观的思想。
And when I was young and I was called, I had this negative thought.
我说主啊，我服侍你一辈子，可能我离开世界，所有都没有了。
And I told the Lord, I serve you for a whole lifetime, and when I leave this world, perhaps none of it will remain. Why?
我跟主说，我从年轻开始传福音，我服侍过青年聚会，他们现在都不聚会了。
Yes, I told the Lord, when I was young, I preached the gospel, I served many young congregations, and now as they grew up, they no longer gather.
他们再也不聚会了。
They don't gather anymore.
他们是得救了。
They are saved.
甚至我有时候怀疑，到底主啊，我传的福音他们得救了没有？我都不知道。
Sometimes I even wonder when I preach the gospel, were they saved?
所以你招我出来做一辈子工了，到最后了，教会都没有了。
And I told the Lord that when you call me out to serve full time, then everyone is gone. Brothers and sisters, have you thought of this question?
50年以后, 你我们年纪大的人可能都不在。
And perhaps 50 years after, none of the older ones will be here.
弟兄姊妹还能够
Will brothers and sisters still be able to live the life of the cross?
不是我们用道理,
we can't use theory.
而是我们像那一粒麦子肯不肯死?
But like that grain of wheat, are we willing to die?
有一个弟兄跟我讲了一件他经历的事情。
One brother told me something he experienced.
那件事情我思想很久, 给我很大的鼓舞。
And I considered it for a very long time.
他讲到, 啊, 他们年轻的时候, 听过斯百克弟兄讲道。
He said when they were young, they heard T. Austin Sparks preach.
斯百克弟兄有两次到远东到台湾。
There were two times when Brother Sparks went to Taiwan.
一次是1957年。
Once was in 1957.
一次是1959年。
And once was in 1959.
59年那一次啊, 他除了在台北有聚会以外。
In 1959, after the gathering in Taipei.
后来呢, 他就坐火车一路的看望。
He also took a train, and he along the way he met all the brothers and sisters.
到台湾南部的一个小城呢, 在那里和弟兄姊妹聚会。
And he went to a small town in southern Taiwan and had a gathering there.
那个聚会弟兄姊妹啊, 非常兴奋啊, 斯百克弟兄来看我们。
And the brothers and sisters, they were so excited because Brother Sparks was visiting them.
他们就想今天晚上他就只有一个晚上在那里。
He would only be there for one night.
不知道他带来主什么话语的丰富。
They don't know how abundant the words of the Lord will be. And the meeting started. And the hymn leader that day was probably too excited. And he started explaining his experiences about the hymn, and he used up almost all the time until there were only 5 minutes left.
弟兄姊妹呢，在底下急得要命，做怪样，他就是考得看不见。The
brother and sister, the brother and sister sitting there were giving him ugly faces, and he didn't notice.
你知道，这就是教会生活。This
is church life.
我们平时祷告的时候很可爱，但一聚起会来，各式各样的。When
we pray, everyone looks lovable, but then when we are gathered together, you see everyone.
特别年轻人着急啊。Especially
the young people were especially. They were especially nervous.
不知道, 有的人甚至把手抬起来了,这样子啊,
and some people even lifted up their hands and showed their watches, and he didn't notice.
终于他醒过来了, 哎呀, 抱歉, 我们讲员是斯百克了。
Finally, he realized, he said, oh, I'm so sorry, our speaker is our brother Sparks, and he went down.
最后5分钟,
and in the 5 minutes,
斯百克林非常安息,
Brother Sparks was at rest.
轻轻地讲了几句话,
he quietly spoke a few words,
一祷告,
and he prayed.
全场活过来,
and the entire congregation became alive.
生命,
life.
弟兄姊妹们, 不仅那一次,
and brothers and sisters, not just that time, even now it's in my heart. Sometimes we focus so much on the outward actions,
活动,
activities,
技巧,
methods,
但是生命,
but life.
一粒麦子肯死,
if a grain of wheat is willing to die,
今天主不让我说话, 生命还在那里,
Today, if the Lord doesn't allow me to speak, the life is still there, it's okay.
不让我做事, 生命在哪里,
if the Lord doesn't allow me to do His work, but the life is there, it's okay.
每一个基督徒, 每一个点, 每一次侍奉,
and in every aspect of service, we can touch this.
十字架的生活是信心的生活。
The life of the cross is a life of faith.
十字架的生活, 是轻看自己的生活。
The life of the cross is one that looks down upon your life.
我们越多轻看自己, 我们才越多高举基督。
The more we look lightly upon ourselves, the more we lift up Christ.
我要反面地讲, 不轻看自己。
And I want to speak from a negative aspect of not looking at yourself.
别人还没讲什么, 我就跟他讲, 我已经知道了。
Before people talk to you, you say, I already know it.
啊, 你讲的那个东西, 我早就知道了。
As soon as if you speak about that, 嗯, I knew it a long time ago.
那么那个话在我们身上一点用都没有。
Then brothers and sisters, that word is useless to us.
大卫是一个会轻看自己的人。
David was one who knew how to look lightly upon himself.
他是在神面前轻看他的自己。
Before God, he looked lightly upon himself. And even his wife could not look upon him.
非常的快乐。
He was very joyful.
他说, 我让我的主得高举。
He said that I have magnified my Lord, and people saw it.
十字架的生活是顺服的生活。
The life of the cross is an obedient one.
什么叫做顺服的生活呢?
What does it mean to have an obedient life?
就是舍己的苦楚的生活。
It is to deny yourself.
没有一个人舍己是不苦的。
No one who denies his self is not without bitterness.
你知道佛教的人他们舍己是觉得自己更得着什么。
And in Buddhism, if you deny yourself, you're considered having gained something.
他为在帮助你是为着他自己有功德了。
He helps people so that he receives some benefit. That is not denying yourself.
真正的舍己是没有自己。
Truly deny yourself, there's no self.
所以十字架这顺服的生活就是受苦的生活。
So this obedient life of the cross means suffering.
神的儿子到地上来为我们做成顺服。 因为学的苦难,
and the Son of God came to this earth, he learned obedience, and through suffering, he accomplished salvation.
有的人受苦,
some people suffer, but don't deny themselves.
他不会得着魂生命的救恩,
and that is not receiving the salvation of the soul.
越劳苦啊,
some people, as they serve more, their temper grows.
我们年轻的时候有一位年长弟兄, 他是每天4点钟就起来晨更。
And when we were young, there was an older brother who would wake up every morning at 4.
但他白天常常发脾气,
but during the daytime, he would often get angry.
我们很稀奇, 为什么他会这样? 这么属灵的人怎么发脾气呢?
We were very curious, such a spiritual person, why was he always angry?
有一个弟兄讲, 因为他缺少睡眠。
And the brother said, it's because he lacked sleep.
没有舍己。
He didn't deny himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 真正的跟随主, 哈, 过十字架生活, 是很自然的。
Truly following the Lord and living the life of the cross is very natural.
你我不需要敲锣打鼓，我在背十字架，不需要的。
You don't have to hit a drum and say that I am carrying the cross.
因为里面有膏油的滋润。
Because you're nourished by the anointing oil.
你看见了基督，你才有十字架。
After you see Christ, then you have the cross.
你跟随基督才有十字架。
Only when you follow Christ do you have the cross.
那么十字架是达到释放的道路。
The cross is the way to being set free.
十字架的生活是让我们从狭窄进入宽广的道路。
And the cross allows us to enter from the narrow way into the wide way.
从属灵的贫穷达到属灵丰富的道路。
From spiritual poverty to spiritual abundance.
从挑剔指摘达到恩典的道路。
From
criticizing.
From criticizing people to grace.
To be gracious.
To be gracious.
从 不安息进入安息的道路。
The way from a lack of rest into rest.
你喜不喜欢享受安息?
Do you enjoy rest?
弟兄姊妹, 我从蒙召, 我就跟主说主啊, 让我安息。
Ever since I was called by the Lord, I told the Lord, may you allow me to experience rest.
安息不是消极,
now rest does not mean to be relaxing.
安息是非常有力的,
because you have strength.
要用力气的时候, 那力气不,
and when you use that strength, it is very powerful. But after you're done using it, you're full of rest. That is the blessing brought by the cross. Living the life of the cross means following the Lord.
什么叫做跟随主呢?
What does it mean to follow the Lord?
就是成为耶稣基督的同伴。
It means to be the companion of Jesus Christ.
这是一个非常非常亲切的称呼。
This is a very precious name.
我相信很多爱主弟兄姊妹都盼望自己能够做基督的同伴。
I believe many brothers and sisters who love the Lord want to be Jesus' companion.
在末后时代被提的圣徒们。
And in the end days, those who are raptured.
他们是陪伴基督回到地上的同伴。
They are his companions who follow the Lord back to earth.
这一批人被称作跟随羔羊。
And these people are known as the people who follow the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们, 巴不得我们有份。
May we have a part in that.
啊, 魂的蒙拯救, 它达到什么果效?
What is the result of the salvation of the soul?
我们心思变得清洁。
Our thoughts are made clear, are clean.
变得敏捷。
And they are made
变成这个, quick.
And they are made quick.
啊, 还有呢, 我们的情感变得纯洁, pure,
and our emotions are made pure.
变得专一,
they are single.
Single, yeah. 我们的意志, 在主的手中是降服, 是柔韧的,
and our will is moldable.
是 submissive,
submissive
and pliable.
submissive and pliable.
啊，柔韧呢？他这个韧呢是有难处的时候他有力，但是要折断他很容易弯。
Because when there's difficulties, it is very firm, but when it needs to be molded, it is very soft.
能让主在我们的里面自由的定义。
May the Lord's will be freely established in our lives.
推动我们让主来使用。
May it push us so that we are usable to the Lord.
这个就是复活生命从我们的肉身中表现出来。
But this is the resurrected life being seen from our life in the flesh.
盼望我们羡慕过这个生活。
May we desire this life.
我们能够达到这个。
And may we attain to this love.
你知道，这是父在基督里救我们，他的期望。
This is the Father's desire in saving us in Christ.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
祝福弟兄姊妹。
And may the Lord bless all brothers and sisters. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这三天你丰富的同在。
These 3 days you have been richly with us.
你的圣膏油显在我们中间。
And your anointing oil has been seen among us.
显在我们的心里。
Has been seen in our hearts.
主啊，愿借着这一次的聚会。
Lord, through this gathering,
我们的心都受感动。
May our hearts be moved by you.
我们愿意答应你的呼召。
May we be willing to agree to your calling.
我们愿意为着你的缘故舍下我们的魂。
For your sake, may we be willing to lay down our soul.
好叫我们能够从你得着那美好的生命。
So that from you we can receive that good life.
愿我们都蒙圣灵的保守和带领。
May we be kept and led by the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意过十字架的生活。
May we be willing to live the life of the cross.
成为跟随羔羊的人。
To be those who follow the Lamb.
我们能够做基督的同伴。
And may we be Jesus' companion.
主啊，我们愿你快来。
Lord, may you come quickly.
请听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.